before you guys hang up, don't go away real quick. I've got several wonderful announcements that if you were on the corporate call on Wednesday night, or if you were on the coaching call yesterday afternoon or evening, depending on your time frame, several things that have come up that, let me find the right page here in my notes, there it is, that for those of us who are planning that on June 1st we're purchasing that convention ticket, here's some, in booking your flight or making travel arrangements, some things to consider, okay? The convention kicks off on Friday, and then Friday evening there will be a special business opportunity / wellness preview that the company is doing that's open for anybody at no cost. So if you've got any contacts or prospects or friends, relatives, whatever, in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area or within driving distance, there's parts of Oklahoma. I mean, you can be in Oklahoma in a little over an hour and make it into Dallas. Friday evening, that will be taking place. And then after that, concluding at that event, the VIP reception, which is something that you earn based on the convention qualifications. And then all day on Saturday is the convention, one-day basic event. And then Sunday morning, is when the breakout sessions will take place, and then into Sunday afternoon. So just keep that in consideration. You don't want to fly out first thing Sunday morning because you'll be missing a great deal. Book a flight for later Sunday night or plan on departing later Sunday evening. It does not carry over into Monday, but it will carry over Sunday afternoon. So that's something to consider. Let's see, what was a couple other things? Oh, the water bottle, just to give you an update. It is in the works, and hoping by the end of the summer to see a new water bottle, okay? And again, if you guys are privy to the information of what Nikan goes through to test a new product, and that it goes through, usually it takes about 180 days to secure a manufacturer that'll meet our specifications. And then once that is done, to get them to create a prototype and then to test it, not only in their facilities, but also in Nikan's at the home office, it takes time. So, and this has been an ongoing thing. It's not because they said, no, we don't think our wellness consultants and our customers need water bottles. No, that has nothing to do with it. It has everything to do with creating a product that is going to last the long haul. So end of the summer at best is what we were told the other day. Several people have noted there's a, when we utilize the power, there's a skin irritation that can develop. Okay, this is happening for a couple reasons, and here's a couple pointers. I had the same thing happen on a bruise on my thigh that I left it on for like 6 or 7 days. When I pulled it off, there was a discoloration. Two reasons that'll happen: either because of an allergic reaction to metal, whether it's silver, platinum, gold, whatever. That could be one. I mean, it's not a big deal. Then the second reason is because, number one, I left it on too long. And so just bear that in mind, that they're designed to be used as a patch and not as a permanent fixture on our body, because we're basically suffocating the skin and not allowing oxygen to breathe. So it wouldn't hurt to give your body a chance to breathe. I mean, go ahead and put a piece of duct tape over an area of your body and watch what happens after a week, okay? Your skin's not going to look as pretty underneath that piece of duct tape. So it's not designed as a permanent feature. So a word to the wise is, when introducing it to somebody, simply ask the question, do you by any chance have any reaction to any metal, silver, gold, platinum, that kind of thing? And if they say no, then say, oh, okay, all right, never mind. Don't make a big deal of it and say, well, some people have this major reaction. No, don't go down that road. Just say, oh, okay, and move on. Now, if they say yes, say, well, we have noticed that some people might have a mild reaction to it. Still going to get the benefits of the product. However, you might see a little skin irritation. It won't hurt at all. It's just, you've got something that, keep it up there. And then also on the power patches, it's been noted that the heart cry from the field is, we want separate boxes, or do we want to have the opportunity to purchase the replacement adhesive pads by themselves? And that is in the works. So we'll be looking for those soon enough. We can already throw the power patches on auto ship, which is great. However, we've discovered as we're using them constantly, you know, having only 10 replacement patches doesn't last because the magnetic power, the Gauss strength of that patch never wears out. So why should we, you know, and trying to use regular Band-Aids, a little round lint that you put on the shaving nick, you know, on your face as a guy or on your ladies as on your leg, they don't work. I've tried them, and they don't work. It's too, the little magnet flips around too much. And they're just not as, I guess they're just not as adhesive on that. And then what was the last thing I wanted to note? Oh, on the question comes up, and maybe I'm the only one that asked this question, why on earth would Nikken, you know, eliminate or discontinue products as great as, you know, two of the four components on the body balance program? You've got the rev up and the metabolic burn. Okay, why would they take those away when, you know, it's a system, it's not just a, you know, replacement shape, you know, and it's not just a cleanse, but there's four parts. Why would they take that away? Well, it's pretty simple. When we in the field are not utilizing the complete program, we're just utilizing two components of it, the shake and the cleanse. Well, you know, how does the saying go? People vote with their feet, and we voted with our you know, our lack of ordering. And therefore, if it's not a viable product, Nikken wants to continue to streamline our product line. So that question has come up. Now, I did get a phone message, and I was hoping to get a little heads up on the information, and I don't know if it's a Nikken product or if it's a nutritional change. But I heard from a very reliable source that a replacement or an alternative to the rev up and the burn has been discovered. So I will get back to you on that, unless my source wants to jump on the line here if they're on and divulge that information. So I wasn't quite sure. And there's a long pause, so I'm going to take that as a no. So we'll have to stay tuned for that one. I think that's all the announcements, that the major ones anyways, that were discussed in the President's Club call, and I don't have anything else, so if there's no other questions, comments, concerns, then I'm going to sign off.
Vance, this is Chris. I got a question on the power patch just now.
Yeah.
I thought I saw something the other day about that there was nickel in that. Maybe I just missed. I just glanced at a note, and I thought I saw something about nickel with the power patch. And of course, nickel is often an irritant as well.
And that was the big thing. And Daryl Merritt did go on record and saying we're going to go back to the manufacturer to find out why that a proprietary element. You know, why is that in there? What's the purpose of it? Was it used in the coating of the magnet, you know, of the, you know, the gold? Did they have to use a little bit of nickel in it to make it work? And he's like, we don't know at this point, but we are looking into it.
So in fact, there is nickel in it at this point.
That was the gist of, now I could be wrong, but that's the way I heard it.
Well, I suspect there is, because I have an aunt that used one the other day, and she got a skin irritation. And I said, well, people don't normally react to gold, but I know she has a nickel, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and again, it could be because of the concentration, again, of you're putting a patch over an area, so you're suffocating the skin, per se. We had the same thing happen with the minis or the super minis when you use the Nick stick and you leave them on too long. You're not allowing the skin to breathe, and if you're a James Bond, you know, fanatic like I am, if you can remember back to the movie Goldfinger, you know, what happened to the Bond babe when she was, her whole entire body was spray painted with gold paint? Well, tough for the body to survive that. So, and some of you are going, oh my gosh, what is Vance coming into now? I know a little bit about the Super 007 agent. So, but anyhow.
Oh, and just for use, the Karen has found that taking the Band-Aid, cutting the wings off of it, if you will, but it's just the adhesive portion, take the pad and throw it away, but use each of the sides, has worked real well.
Okay, I missed that. Take and cut the wings off.
Take a regular Band-Aid, just a straight Band-Aid, and just cut the pad portion off. Just use the adhesive portion,
Okay.
That's worked real well. Yeah, if you try to stick it under the pad portion, you don't get enough. It doesn't hold down well.
Okay.
So
that's not bad.
Yeah, that's just a standard 1-inch long Band-Aid. And like Chris says, you cut off. I usually will peel the protective part off, put the magnet on it, and then stick it to the skin like that. Yeah. So you get two patches per Band-Aid.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. So things we learn how to modify, and that's because we're creative people, aren't we? Until we get more replacement patches, we'll continue. And you think about it, how many of the power patches have been ordered since their introduction last October, and yet there's only 10 replacement adhesive, pads per bonk, so we're going to be forced to get creative. So, that kind of stuff happens.
One of the things I accidentally figured out was after a power patch had peeled off after a couple days,
mm-hmm.
I was happened to set it down on the counter and just let it sit there, and I was looking at it, and I thought, I'm just going to wash this off, because it's only been on this one particular patch, only been on that day, and I've got, I'm going to stick it back on there. And so I didn't dump it face down into the dirt or anything. I just was very careful to get off. And, or I guess it had come off in the shower, and very carefully just set it off to the side. And later on, I thought, I'm going to take the hairdryer and dry that off. And what I found out, if you take the hairdryer and hold it in your hand carefully, you can actually blow it off. And what you can only hold it in your hand about 2 or 3 seconds because the hairdryer heat is so hot that it burns your hand. But what you can do is after that, it warms up the adhesive, and you can stick it back on your face, and you can use it. I've used them, reused them 2 or 3 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you come up with all kinds of, creative ways to make them work. Now, what I would suggest not doing, okay, this is something that, kids don't try this at home, don't attempt this at home. This is one of those. You use, contact cement or spray adhesive. Spray the area of your body or coat it with contact cement and then do the same thing with a Flex and stick it on there. I would not recommend doing that.
No.
Okay? That's a little over the top. That would do more harm than good because for months down the road, you're going to be using acetone and paint thinner to try and get that spray tack adhesive or contact cement off your body. And you'll probably remove a few of those, maybe a good way to or hair removal, I don't know, depending on your gender. Go a million different ways with this. So, you guys, before we digress too far down, because of my brain capabilities, let's sign off there. Do want to make a plea, last-minute plea, and I should have mentioned this earlier. Next Saturday morning, we're going to have rapid-fire testimonies. Product, business, humans being more, does not make any difference. How has Neken impacted your life? Short testimonies. I've collected a few already. If you know someone or if you've got one that you've never had the opportunity to share on the air, we'd love to have it. So just be ready for that. We'll probably do our best to do an open line thing unless I get a bunch of people responding in advance, and I will send you the host code via email. So if you've got a testimony and you may think it's just so minor, don't think that at all, but just fire me an email really quickly in the next couple of days. We are leaving town next Wednesday, so it would be easier for me to get that host code to you. I can't give it out over the air because then I can never get it back. But for one time, I can email it to you, and if you just use it next Saturday to share that testimony. There's just been some amazing things that have never been, that I know will bring tears to your eyes or cause your eyes to sweat, depending on how manly you are or you're willing to admit it. But just some amazing testimonies that we've never captured on a live call, and I really want to do that. So we've got another good CD of just simply testimonies. So that's next Saturday. Again, if you can email me. If you don't have my email address, it's vsrogers995@aol.com. That's V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, R-O-G-E-R-S, 995@aol.com. and pop me an email, and I'll give you that host code. And you don't even have to tell me what the testimony is about. We'll just, you know, kind of, you know, we're just going to have some fun. So, anyways, that's next Saturday morning. So, if there's anything else I can do for you guys, don't hesitate to get a hold of me. And have a great weekend. And if we don't talk to you before then, we'll talk next Saturday morning. So, bye-bye, everyone. Thanks again.